Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Ma'am, could you spell me your name, please, so I can make a note of it?
Secret. S-E-C-R-E-T.
All right. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. My zip code is 64506.
64506. Okay. And your first and last name?
Francis Blodgett. It's B-L-O-D-G-E-T-T.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
5118 Farron, Trailer 61, St. Joseph, Missouri, 64506.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered our pulse oximeter on February 19th, paying $7.95 for shipping and handling. And how may I help you? Excuse me.
Well, you guys are taking that $56.95 off of my account for 3 months. You started in March, April, and May. You've charged me that $56 for 3 months.
Yes, ma'am. This was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $56.95. And that starts your first month membership and it buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
Ma'am, I did not sign up for that. I
did not understand that. It was stated in the terms and conditions.
Well, I did not understand that you were going to charge me $156 every single month. I understood that it was for that oximeter, and that was all it was for. So I need this stopped. I need it reversed. I'm going to call my credit card company and have them deal with it because I'm not paying for this.
Hey, ma'am, well, that won't be necessary for you because your bank is going to contact us, and we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to, plus the information that we have on the account. They will only issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then once they see that the charges are valid and that it was you that placed this order, we will receive that money back.
Well,
so what I can
fine.
Go ahead and do for you is issue you a 50% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. This also cancels the account to prevent all future charges. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number.
How much of a credit are you giving me back?
50%.
Of what?
$56.95.
No, for 3 months. You charged me March, April, and May.
Hey, ma'am, well, with the those charges being over 30 days old, there's nothing that we can do. But I will
okay,
go ahead and issue you that full refund of $56.95, and you should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I'm still contacting my credit card company because this is a scam, and I am not paying for those 3 months that
well,
you
ma'am,
charged me on
your
that account.
Bank is just going to contact us, and the charges are valid. We will receive that money back, and you will end up with nothing. Now,
you
what
can
I can go ahead
the...
and do for you is just issue you a 50% refund for April. You should see that one back into the account within 3 to 5 business days as well.
So how much of a credit are you telling me you're going to give me
that's
back?
That's one full refund of $56.95 and a 50% refund.
All right.
Okay, and just let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
I'm ready.
C as in Charlie, 2606, 15523.
Okay, and what's the total refund you're giving me?
That's one full refund of $56.95, and you have a 50% refund of $28.48.
All right, and let's go over this cancellation number again, please. I'll tell you what I understood. The letter C, 2606-15523.
Correct.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.